Hello.
Yeah, I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, somehow I heard a disconnect in my phone. I don't know. Sometimes I squeeze it too hard or something while I'm holding it.
No, you're okay. All right, so just to make sure I hear you correctly. So it's 592. What was the rest of it?
592 Doctors Road.
Okay.
And 401 Kent's Mill Road. That's much closer to the town of Louisa, the Louisa and Trevilians.
Yeah, I remember. I know where that's at. So, okay. So you'd be willing to sell all out?
Excuse me?
So you'd be willing to sell them all outright? Are there anyone living in any of them?
Maybe in Poindexter, I think some squatters are in there.
Oh goodness, that's not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a shotgun.
Yeah, if it was Texas, then maybe we could have that conversation.
But I've been paying the taxes on it. As far as I know, whoever's there hasn't taken any adverse action. But anyway. The one I use and visit when I go down to Louisa is the one on Kentsville Road.
Uh-huh.
I've got a lot of property in there and a little bit of furniture. And if I needed to, I could. If I needed to, I could take a nap there. It's got running water. But the propane tank ran out years ago, and I've never had it refilled.
Uh-huh. Is that something you plan on doing or no?
Yeah. The house on Kinsmill Road there is I would guess an old farmhouse that maybe 20 years ago was remodeled into a single great room. In one corner, it's got a big kitchen island.
Uh-huh.
And on the back side of it is the bathroom and a full bathroom and a mud room. And rather than room, it's got a sleeping loft they put in that has a spiral metal staircase going up to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it has an air conditioning unit. I haven't used it in years, so I would imagine it doesn't work, but it's there.
Mm. And let me ask you this. I mean, if you don't get what you want for it, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, I'm interested in it.
Well, I'm going to, I'm not in any urgency or hurry. I like going to Louisa, and I get, phone calls such as yours, a couple of times a year.
Can you hear me?
A neighbor wants the house on Kentsmill Road.
Say that again, sir.
Oh, there's a neighbor on Kentsmill Road that is interested in that, and he calls me every few weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's always just you know, getting expectations together. You can't buy property in Louisa for what you used to 10 or 20 years ago.
Sure. Well, with the housing, you know, with the houses that, you know, they need some work, you know. I mean, I think we can both agree to that, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, do you really expect to get, you know, top dollar for it?
Well, top dollar, no, but I think something reasonably close to what their market value is, as is, and what I've got invested in them.
Sure. Well, you got, you know, some squatters in there, too. I mean, that's a big deal, you know. I mean, I don't think someone's going to want to just, you know, give you a decent, you know, relatively high offer, you know, considering what, you know, you have some squatters in there.
Well, the advantage is they've maintained it a little bit over the years.
I mean, yeah, but they're not paying.
No.
So, I mean, how long are you going to allow them to do that?
Well, I think this, in the spring, I approached a lawyer there in Louisa, and I'm going to get back with him soon so that maybe in the fall we can organize a legal means to get it back.
Sure.
One thing I, you know, might... you can always ask the sheriff's department to go and evict them. Maybe ask the health department to make an inspection. Because I have no idea whether the septic system or anything is in condition to perhaps have children there.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'll look at these properties and, you know, give you a good, you know, give you a good
offer.
Yeah,
you look at them because you've got the advantage. You can look at them through Google and you know, I'm from the old school where you drive out there and look at them, but you know, you've got many more resources there at your hands than I do right here.
Sure.
So anyway, y'all keep in touch. You look at them, evaluate them.
All right, that sounds good.
And let's see, is this the same phone you called me on the other day, or is this a different
same,
number?
Same phone number.
Oh, okay. Because I thought the other one was ended in 7710.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway, use whatever phone you want.
Okay. All right, buddy, I'll do that. I appreciate it.
Okay, you bet.
All right.
When it gets a little cooler, I was just looking at the weather forecast, and there's no way with the temperatures that we're having, and it looks like Monday and Tuesday we're going to be in the hundreds. I don't think there's any way I'm going to drive to Louisa right away.
Sure. Okay. All right, buddy. Well,
okay. You bet. See you later.